Ladies and gentlemen and non-binary friends, welcome to the IDK with K and Friends podcast. Hosted by yours truly, the K Prince.
Bippity boppity boo, the coolest kid coming to you, K Prince.
Oh, Emily, I like it. I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, non-binary friends, very excited to be back yet again with a very, very special guest. Today we have the all one and only Emily Mills. Round of applause, round of applause, round of applause. Before we get into you, Emily, though, I want to talk about two things really quick. One, if you listened to last week's episode, I want to sincerely apologize that I confused Mel Gibson with Mel B. I realize Mel Gibson is not in the Pussycat Dolls, Destiny's Child, or Spice Girls, and he's an extreme homophobe, so I apologize to everyone out there. The second thing, if anyone wants to know if I got my karma for that, I did, because I face-planted into a door today and fell in the middle of the street in New York City. Surrounded by college kids, which are all ruthless, and they all laughed, and I don't think I'll ever leave again. So I think I'll just stay in my apartment for the rest of my life. So there you guys go. Emily, let's get back to you. So happy to have you on.
Thank you. Can I comment about the Mel Gibson thing?
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead.
So I was listening to you in Brack's episode today, and I literally started dying laughing because he's in like 7 of my favorite movies. And I was like, how the fuck does she not know who Mel Gibson is?
Like, okay, but like, you can't blame me. Like, Mel Gibson, Mel B, like, both Mels.
But I literally, when you said it, I was like, she would never know. Like, she really would never have known the difference between those two. And
I mean, if Kate wasn't there laughing at me, then I really don't think I would have known, because Brack didn't say anything. Brack was just going along with it. Thanks, Brack. Shout out, Brack. Well, Emily, really quick, I want to kind of talk a little bit of how we met. Tell the people how we started to become friends. Do you want to share that story?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. Take the floor.
I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast, but we'll just do a quick.
Yeah, we got some new listeners. We got some new people, some new fans.
So we met in college at the University of Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. And so I was having a housewarming party, and
wasn't it for Christmas or Christmas themed?
Uh-uh.
Girl, because we all were wearing Christmas. Because my Instagram caption is for Christmas Santa brought me Andre Champagne.
We did have a Christmas party, but it was not the first time of us meeting.
Emily, yes, it absolutely was.
No, it was not.
Emily, yes, it was, because that, Emily, I swear to God, I swear on everything. It was absolutely the first time we met.
Mm-mm, because it wasn't a Christmas party. The first one was not a Christmas party.
Okay, I'll let you have this one, but whatever. Well,
the only reason I know this is because the situation happened in mm-hmm. October, mm-hmm. and I moved in, and we had a party in November, and you were invited to the first one.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'll let you have this one.
Okay, fine.
So go ahead. You were having a party.
Okay, so we were having a party, and a mutual friend of a mutual friend invited you, because I didn't know the mutual, like, our mutual, my mutual friend's friends that was coming.
One of your friends is friends with my friend and invited me.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm good with my fucking words.
It's okay. We've all been there.
And you know, kind of the rest is history. We were pretty much best friends since.
Yeah, it's been crazy. So how old were you when we met? Because I was a freshman in college.
I was a sophomore, so I was 19.
Oh, okay. I was like 18. Yeah, for sure. Because down there you have to be in. If no one knows, if no one's been to Tuscaloosa, you have to be 19.
Well, the state of Alabama.
No, state of Alabama, it's 19 to be like a legal adult down there. So 19 to get into like bars underage. I couldn't even buy cough medicine in like our CVS before I was 19. Yet I could vote. I could vote for my country, but I couldn't get cough
medicine. Can't vote down there.
Well, but I wasn't registered down there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, legally, you can't vote until you're.
That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like, not each state can pick and choose what fucking law they will. Oh my God. Anyway, besides that, But yeah, it was a great time meeting, and we've been really close since. We've done numerous amount of trips, such as Aspen. Mm-hmm. Oh, Aspen. Shall we tell that story? I don't think we shared that on our last episode.
Hey, I think it might come up later.
Okay. So we'll skip that. We also went to Miami last year for my birthday.
We've been to Vegas.
Been to Vegas for my 21st.
Been to Vermont.
Oh yeah, we've been to Vermont a couple times. Only once. We have to go back though, because mom. Yeah.
Summer in Vermont sounds absolutely stunning.
Mom, wait, if you're listening, we will be up there soon. We will be there for the summer or in the summer. We'll bring Kate with us. It'll be a blast.
Literally. And then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Numerous trips to me visiting you to New York, Colorado, road trips.
Oh, my, yeah. So when I graduated college, I kind of just like randomly decided to move to Denver. Oh, she's Miss Popular over here.
Microsoft auto update.
I thought it was a boy texting you. Just Microsoft.
Let me wish.
Doesn't Bill Gates own Microsoft? Is that going to be another clip of me looking like an idiot?
I think you might be. I think he's. Isn't Bill? Is Billy? No, Billy's not dead.
Did you just call him Billy?
Billy. Who is he? What is his name?
Jeff Bezos is Amazon.
No, it wasn't the guy in the wheelchair. He passed away.
Stephen Hawking?
Who is that? Who does he own? What does he own?
Stephen Hawking doesn't own anything. Well, okay, he owns stuff, but not like a company, right? Kate's staring at me cracking up right now. Okay, we both look like idiots now. Bill Gates owns Microsoft. Okay, yes. Jeff Bezos is Instagram. I need an alcoholic beverage immediately after that one. Jeff Bezos is Amazon.
I knew that.
Stephen Hawking is he's a cosmetologist? Wait.
Cosmologist. Study of the...
Okay, so maybe I shouldn't have a podcast anymore. Because clearly I don't know. Kate's like covering her mouth, trying so hard not to laugh. I'm sweating.
Okay. That would make me hot.
I feel like we should move on before I look even more stupid. I can't believe I just called Stephen Hawking a cosmetologist. Oh my god. Oh, I'm going to be canceled so bad. Oh my god. Okay. Woo, okay. Taking a different direction.
I'm dripping in sweat. I'm about to have to do like a thick thigh and save line moment.
I'm in tears. So is Kate. So let's move on. So I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite story of us?
We're hopping right into questions.
No. This is like just like a question. Like I'm just curious. Oh, okay. And I'll share mine.
What is our favorite story of us? Okay. Honestly, there are two.
Okay.
But the classic one is
saying I got punched in a fun face. Yeah. Because of you? Yeah. I think didn't we share that on the last episode? Yeah, because the episode title is What Happened in the Galette's Bathroom. Yeah, so if you guys don't remember, I got punched in the face in the bathroom at our favorite bar.
Hey, I don't think it was my fault you got punched in the face. I think you stepped in front of me and took the punch for me, which I appreciate.
I'll let you have that one too. So moving so what's your second favorite one? As she
I feel like it's from New York.
Okay.
And it might be like from this past trip. I love when I come to New York and we have like the full weekend planned.
Yeah. Well, because if we don't, we end up just smoking weed and sitting on the couch the whole time.
Literally.
And I mean, which is fun.
Which is fun and fine. Sometimes we need it.
Guys, when Emily and I like to get high, we like take an edible and it's an experience.
This last time was
I thought I was gonna have to call 911 on Emily. Like I was like, are you okay? I also did convince her to take like three times as much as she usually does, so like I guess I'll take that one on my shoulders.
But that movie, Project Almanac, if you have not watched that movie,
Oh my God, I forgot that's what we watched. Okay, yeah, guys, everyone immediately, Amazon Prime Video, Project Almanac, immediately watch it. Okay, all right, so okay. No, that was a great movie. Fit 10 out of 10. I would highly recommend that to anyone. It's like a, go ahead.
Definitely take an edible.
Well, I mean, yeah, watch, take an edible and to watch any movie.
Oh my God, and definitely Aspen. Like, definitely one of my favorite trips. Like, you and Aspen Halloween.
Oh, definitely. God. We'll get into that later, right?
Yes. Okay, we'll get into that later.
So.
I feel like we need to do that question.
No, it's okay. So, we've been friends. How many years have we been friends for?
Well, I was 19. I just turned 26, so.
Oh, my God. 7 years?
It's close.
Wow.
Like, I feel like we're 6 and a half.
How did we last that long? Probably would have killed each other by now.
Honestly, I'm surprised we haven't got more.
We haven't wanted to kill each other more?
Yeah.
I feel like we've only got, I think what balances out so well is, like, we know how to handle each other in, like, really stressful or, like, fight situations. It took us a while to get there, but now we figure it out.
Yeah, but I don't think we used to get in fights.
Well, I used to fight ghosts. If no one knows this story, actually, Emily, you need to tell it because I don't even remember it. All I remember was rolling around on the elevator floor.
So we went out for
this is in college. This is a true story.
I didn't even think, like,
this was freshman year because I wasn't in a sorority.
The club, okay?
Oh, surprise! I was in a sorority. If you guys didn't know that, go ahead.
But we all went out for Halloween and we came back and we were blackout drunk. I started off as a bunny rabbit and I have a video of me saying, "What am I, a dog?" So I was fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And you were fucked up and we were in the bar. And I mean, honestly, it just, you were walking down the hallway and going up the elevator and you just saw a ghost. And in your heart, I guess, and just started punching walls and rolling around and trying to fight it. And I don't think it's as funny as it's being.
No, I think it's pretty funny. Did I win the fight, though?
Absolutely, babe.
Oh, period. And that's all that matters. But, all that matters.
Ooh, we were feeling good.
We always feel good.
What's your favorite story? Hold on. We
answer the question. Oh, my favorite story of us. I mean, there's so many. I mean, like, yeah, of course, like, you know what? Miami this year, for sure. Except the first day.
The first part of the day was great. The second part of the day.
Well, yeah, weren't we taking tequila shots? I don't drink tequila. Okay, guys, so I have an issue that anytime I have a sip of alcohol, shots for everyone, shots all the time, shots for everyone. And that's always what gets Emily and I in trouble. So we're poolside in Miami, South Beach, beautiful pool. We stayed right in, what was it? The Marriott down there.
Yeah.
Staying there. And of course they have poolside service. So, you know, my fat ass ain't getting up and going nowhere. So we met these two girls that were like trying to be like influencers or like doctors, or like some crazy story or whatever. And they were super fun. And we just kept buying.
Huh? They were down. Like, they were Jewish. They were both Jewish.
I don't know. Glad you remember that.
Were they going to a Jewish wedding or something? I don't know what was going on. But literally, they were down there for 24 hours and just were getting some sun.
Yeah. And so we...
And then leaving.
Yeah. So, and then we were just... They would buy a round of shots. We would buy a round of shots. They would buy another round. We would buy another round. So, $700 later... we slept a lot. We threw up a lot.
Yeah, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon and Kay was like, let's take a nap and we can rally. There was,
you were going to go to that gay club.
You were going to go to a gay, yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. So that has to be my favorite story, though, because that's a classic. And it was my, but the favorite part of the story, though, is when we spent my 20th, how old am I? 24th in Mangoes at the VIP table hip hop room. So you all knew I knew every song and I was busting it down to every single song. It was fantastic.
It was a great time.
Well, look, Emily, I want to kind of get right into our game. We played a game last week with Brack, Stoner, a homophobe. Go listen now if you didn't listen. But this time I thought it would be really fun if we played kind of like a best friend quiz. Not your typical questions. We both came up. How many questions did you come up with?
I came up with 8, but we don't have to answer all of them.
Okay, I came up with 15, so we don't have to answer all of mine either. We can just do 5 and 5. And then if you get the answer wrong, you have to drink.
What are you drinking?
Oh, I am drinking the Smirnoff Ice Strawberry can thing. 4.5% alcohol. It's pretty good. What are you drinking?
I'm just drinking Kirkland Rosé.
Oh, I should have known. Cheers. Let's do a quick cheers. And yeah. Perfect. All right. Do you want to kick it off? Oh, and by the way, we both have our questions and answers. So we're not making up answers on the fly. We're not going to cheat the system. Yeah. And they're not going to see that, but she showed her phone and answers. Okay, Emily, you kick it off.
Okay, so my first one is super simple.
Oh, God. Wait, are you going to make me look like a bad friend?
No.
Okay, I'm really nervous. Okay, go ahead.
No. And this will bring up something. Okay. What video of you makes me laugh harder than any other?
You bitch. It is the video of me in the bed in Aspen and you falling. Right, that has to be it, right? Okay, so to preference that, so we went to Aspen for spring or fall break. My mom was staying there for a couple months doing her thing. So we came up for a weekend during Halloween, and the hotel was having a Halloween party. So me and Emily went down there with Mom and Wade, and you know, we were drinking, and they say scientifically that altitude doesn't get you drunker. But I call bullshit after living in Colorado for a year. So I call bullshit on that, scientists. So we didn't think about that. And Emily and Wade are doing a Patron ice luge. You know, we're drunk. So you can take it over from there because I don't remember. So go ahead.
Each of us, plus Mom and Dad, Mom and Wade. Mm-hmm. I call him Dad because he's like a second dad to me.
Yeah.
But Mom and Wade were... let's say we all probably had 7 to 10 vodka soda cranberries. Yeah. Well, our flight was.
Because this is where I get it from. My mom, we would be like halfway done our drinks and the bartender would come around. They're like, do you need another round? And then she says, yes, we're not even done with this round of drinks. And then she just buys another round. So we have to drink that round really quick. So it's just like a process. So
at one time, I think I have a picture of me holding 3 drinks in my hand, and they're all at different levels of being drunk.
Yep. Shout out.
Shout out, Mac. And it's 6 a.m., and as the responsible adult that I usually am, at about 2:30.
The non-responsible adult I am.
At about, let's say, 2:30, I decided, because I was walking completely and utterly sideways through the halls, and that's how I felt like I was walking, I said, it's time to go to my room. We still have to pack, and we have a 6 a.m. flight tomorrow morning.
And so also, if you've ever flown into Aspen, you know that you have to take an hour flight to Denver, and then Denver back to Alabama, by the way, y'all. We were going back to Alabama. So go ahead.
So Kay gets into the room, and let's say at this point it is 3:30, and she is...
Emily left me, y'all. She didn't come get me. Go ahead.
No, because Mom and Wade were there. So she comes into the room, and I'm like, fuck, we are fucked up. Like, I don't know how the fuck we're getting on this flight.
I didn't think we were making it.
No, me neither. And then our flight from Denver got delayed, and I was like, and Aspen got delayed, and yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I look at her, and she's fucked up, and something about her bra, she was like, did you pack my bra? Did you pack
my tank top? It was my tank top. I was wearing it, by the way, but I couldn't find it.
And I was like, okay, like, I packed everything in this room. I've searched everywhere. And she is just belly laughing. Her boobs are next to her face, just like, cannot control.
They're like hitting me in the face.
I'm videotaping her, and all of a sudden, I'm walking, videotaping her. I fall, she falls, and we're both just like It's the funniest video.
If this gets like a lot of traction and this episode gets a lot of views, I will post the video on IDK with K on Instagram. So go follow, go make sure it's a good video for sure.
Okay.
Perfect. So I got that right. Okay, period.
You don't have to drink, but like you can.
Well, no, I'll wait because I have a feeling I will drink. Okay. I might have like lame questions compared to yours then. What is one thing that I'm scared of?
What the fuck am I supposed to, ghost?
Yeah. Yeah, I have ghosts and clowns. Yeah, so fair enough.
Easy. See, oh, no, I have really, really, like, in-depth questions about our
Okay, friendship. Okay, you do that then, because I don't have great ones. Great. Okay, go ahead.
Out of all the trips we've been on together, what is a trip I wish that we could redo?
Vegas. For my 21st.
Absolutely. 100%. Period.
I know that because for some reason we just were so tired the entire trip. Yeah, we were depressed. Except the actual day of my 21st when we went to Frank's Tiki Room and then Senior Frogs.
Frank's Tiki Room.
Y'all, if Frank's Tiki Room is listening, we will be back. We will be back. You know, I told you the story how Frank's Frankie's Tiki owner. Frankie Tiki's Room is owned by the same people that owns my favorite bar in New York City, Double Down. So, period. Got the second one. 2 for 2. All right. What was my first tattoo? I have 6.
It's Stormy's.
Where?
It's on your finger. Which I don't know what hand.
Hold on. You don't know what hand?
It's your right because you want to save your left one for your the person you marry.
No.
It's
It's the left.
Shit.
It's okay. Take a sip, though. It was close. It was Stormy. Left hand. Middle finger.
This one's sentimental. Do you want to answer that, or do you want me to
I'll answer it.
Okay. What do you think is one of my favorite characteristics about you?
About me?
Yeah. What do you think is my favorite characteristic about you?
How funny I am? No, yeah. No?
No.
Oh, damn. What is it?
It's actually kind of sentimental. I said your persistence. You're constantly trying to better yourself and taking so many actions towards that. And no matter if you succeed or fail, you continue to push forward with a positive yet realistic attitude.
Okay. Well, now I look like a shitty person. Sorry. Wow, Emily. I don't even know. I'm embarrassed. I'm just going to drink because I don't know what to say to that. I don't know how to take like.
You know me. I'm just very sentimental. So that's just me.
All right. I got a hard one for you. There's 2 answers here that I've written down.
Oh, fuck.
Who is my celebrity crush?
I already know this.
Who is it?
I think it's Ruby Rose.
Do you mean Ruby Rue?
No, what is her name? Rose. She was on fucking
You're wrong. Either way, I don't, whatever Ruby you're talking about, you're wrong. Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black?
Yes.
No, I don't think she's attractive at all. That you, I've never talked about her.
Yes, you have.
No, my celebrity crush is Post Malone. You should have known that.
You should have never guessed the male.
I was him for Halloween.
I so would have never guessed now.
That or Cara Delevingne.
I got that.
She's hot. Take a drink. Take a drink. Demi Lovato used to be it, but I don't like their haircut anymore.
But then the alien comment.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
Actually, the singing in a room full of ghosts got it for me. All right, your turn, Em.
Okay, this isn't really a right or wrong question. I just sip to the rest?
No, go ahead. Ask it.
I said, what is something you think I should stop being so hard on myself for?
Oh, where do I start? Being good enough for people. That's definitely one. Like, you need to stop being so hard because you are a good ass person, and you need to stop letting men get in your head because, girl, broke boys don't deserve no. I know that's right. Period. I also think, like, you should stop being so hard on yourself just in general. Like, just because you're not where you want to be, you're persistent too. You're super strong and you'll get there.
Thanks, babe.
Of course. Love you.
Love you.
I'm going to get non-sentimental. And you better get this question right. Oh, my God, Emily. What is my favorite food? There is one answer, and it is an answer that we share together. It, bitch.
I know I should answer it as Kobe.
Yeah, period. That's it. Hibachi. Hibachi. If anyone is listening in New York City and has a good hibachi restaurant, let me know because I, huh?
Hit us up.
Because yeah, because where did we go to?
Benihana.
Benihana?
Benihana.
It was not, I mean, it was fine, but it wasn't great.
I will say the bottle of Prosecco I downed was delicious.
Go off, sis. All right, go ahead.
What is one trip we should go on? Like a destination?
Ooh, NOLA.
Okay, that's a great answer. Not what my answer
is. What did you say?
I said all-inclusive resort somewhere and just get blackout drunk. So
Cancun. You know, I did that for senior year spring break.
I know. I wasn't there.
Well, yeah. Sorry. But it was a blast. So I'm down. We'll invite Kate.
Okay. Just a group of friends.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
Name three foods I don't like. There's a lot of answers.
A lot of answers. Okay.
Go ahead. Name three. And then I'll tell you what I have written down.
Blue cheese.
Yeah.
Food that you don't like. Tomatoes.
Yep, that's one that's written down.
But your favorite fucking condiment is ketchup, which
period. And I like tomato sauce and pizza. Just not tomatoes.
Just not tomatoes. And then a third one. I mean, like, why am I drawing a blank? Because
I don't know. I'll give you a hint. It's one of the vegetables in Kobe's vegetables that you get.
You hate zucchinis.
Yes, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
It's not carrots.
I love carrots.
It's not onions.
I mean, yeah, no. What's like the brown weird shape ones that you can also take to trip? Psychedelics.
Shrooms, mushrooms.
Yeah.
You could put a bucket of mushrooms in front of me and I could down them.
That's foul. That's foul.
Mushrooms is probably my favorite vegetable.
That's foul. It's a vegetable? I mean, I guess it's not a fruit. Oh.
Definitely a vegetable.
All right, that was a good one. All right. Go ahead, sis. See if you can stump me.
I definitely have one. I mean, this probably would stump you, but I don't really have any more that would stump you.
Maybe. Okay, ask me that one.
I feel like we went about this two separate ways, which I love. If I could go back and change one thing about our friendship, what would it be?
You go back and change. Is it me not getting punched in the face? Just kidding.
Yeah, I do have a question about that.
Okay, so my final answer is you never moving away from college?
Yeah, mine's leaving Bama.
Fuck yeah, I'm so good. I'm so fucking smart. I missed you down there.
I know.
Wait, what was your question?
Roommates that year.
Huh?
Because we were supposed to be roommates the year I left.
Yeah, but that's how we roomed with Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
What was your question off of that? Okay. Anyway. You said I have a question after this.
Oh no, I have a question about getting punched.
Oh yeah. What is it?
Oh.
Did it hurt? No.
For me again.
Huh?
Would you take a punch for me again?
Absolutely. You knew the answer to that, dummy.
I said if the answer isn't yes, friendship is done.
Yeah. No. Nope. Hang up. Podcast episode over. No. For sure. All right. How do you spell my real name?
Fuck me. Okay. I can't even spell like mashed potatoes. So I don't know how I'm supposed
to. Okay, we'll revisit that next time.
Kieran. So it's K.
Yep. Got the first letter.
This is where it gets tricky because I really think it's an I-E.
Also, fair warning too, though, I never use my real name and I never spell it out. So, like, this is a little hard of a question, but.
Is it I-E?
I'm not telling you. It's spell the whole thing.
But that's not right.
She's using her finger to draw on her desk right now to try and figure out how to spell
it. I really want to spell it K-I-E. Uh-huh. Here. No. K-E-R-I-A-N would make sense, but that's not it.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
I mean, I know it's wrong.
Okay, well then what do you think is right? Also, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so stuffy.
K-E-I-R-I-A-N.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with that's my final answer.
Okay, respell it.
K-E-I-R-I-E-N. A-N.
I'm looking at Kate. Is that right? No, it's not right, Emily. Okay. No, you're right. Kate's right. It's K-I-E-R-I-A-N.
I before E except after C, bro.
Dude, come on now. Come on.
I knew that, but you know.
Take a sip. I should have asked you how to spell my middle name, too. Silence. Do you even know my middle name? All right, so thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. You really don't know my middle name?
It's McKelvey.
Yeah, period. You got it. Yeah. Okay. All right, go ahead. Ask your last question, and then I'll ask one more, and we'll wrap it up.
I said, what is a characteristic, I've been struggling with that word, that I have that you wish you had more of?
Wait, re-say that?
What is a characteristic that I have that you wish you had more of?
Self-confidence.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Of course. What'd you say?
What did I say about you?
No, what'd you say? What's your answer?
Oh, I didn't have an answer for me, but I did like a vice versa answer.
Okay, what was your answer?
My answer for you?
Uh-huh.
I said your drive to be in your career. I think this comes from Mac, and seeing how driven she is helps push you. But I was raised to be a great housewife, not someone to thrive in my career.
No, you definitely...
are very respected and accomplished in both of theirs.
If anyone is looking for a hot trophy wife, please hit up Emily Mills because she's looking, she's single, and she's fun and flirty. So,
Emily Mills, 2 S's, 96.
On Instagram, yeah, go hit her up. She's accepting applications. Got to be at least 6'1". Got to be,
no.
Any sizes.
Height don't matter.
Okay. Oh, height don't matter.
I mean, height do matter, but like 5'8 and higher.
Okay, 5'8 and higher, go hit her DMs.
As long as you're confident that when I wear heels, I'm going to be taller than you.
Fair enough, I get that. Okay, I have one more question for you. What do I collect?
Girl. Other than bongs.
Yeah.
The signs.
Yes, but no. That's not the answer as I was looking for. No. Souvenir cups, girl.
Oh, girl. Yeah, I knew that.
Guys, if anyone has souvenir cups, send them my way. I love souvenir cups.
She loves souvenir cups.
I will spend any amount of money on
her. I have like 6 because her mom went into Freaky's Tiki Bar and bought every single one of those cups and then tripled. Like, yeah. Times 2.
But but those cups were $25. And they're nice-ass cups.
Bro, where is mine?
I have mine in my kitchen. But, Emily, look, I had a blast playing that. It was a lot better than I was expecting. I thought you were going to stump me on every question, which glad you didn't. But do you have anything else to say to the people before we wrap up?
I got to say to the people, listen to Kay Prynne. She's awesome.
Oh, period. Well, everyone, ladies and gentlemen and non-binary friends, I have a special guest for the next podcast episode, but I'm going to keep it a secret and you'll just have to wait to see who it is. Emily, thank you so much for being a guest, and I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Oh, thank you. Love you.
All right. Love you. Bye, guys. Bye.